Really good to be back to being here at our facility and back in California. And 3-1. It's good. Positive.
What was it like seeing the weight room last night, just coming home to a kind of a gift of sorts?
It was really neat, really special. Marco Uyama and Kevin Tolbert were the first two over there. A bunch of players got off the bus and walked through it, and several coaches and Jed and Trent, and everybody was just looking at it and admiring it and thinking about all the possibilities. And I think it's been it's a great gift for our players. You know, there's been a lot of construction going on around here, and you know, a lot of things that in a good way have made it harder on the team, on the players, and this is there's a reward there, you know, that that building, you know, they can make it better, make us stronger, and you know, it's a good symbol of that. Guys are in there cranking it out today, throwing the iron around.
Did anyone lift the ceremonial first weight?
That's a good question. He was christened today.
Not last night, no one
threw one up. No, didn't see anybody throw one up last night. But you know, there's a lot of planning and you know, eyeballing it and thinking about the possibilities. But I don't know who threw the first one up today.
You know, you talk about humbly going to the next game. What was the phrase that you use?
I don't recall.
Bob, can you help me out?
Go forward with humble hearts.
Go forward with humble hearts. Thanks, Joe. You know, what's behind that? Why do you say it? And what do you want to, what's the message there?
Well, the message is, you know, we've attained humility. I can't really say when that is for each person. Personally, it was a long time ago, but that carries with it no loss of true pride, and the idea of nobody's walking around here like we're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you got to get better, you got to improve. You know, the single most important thing is winning the game. Fundamentally, the singular most important thing, but also you want the feeling of improvement, otherwise it's short-lived.
Jim, Navarro Bowman was telling us maybe a couple weeks back about takeaway Thursdays. Is that a defensive thing, or did you instill that? Did Vic instill that? And how does that mentality from takeaway Thursdays go onto the field for game day Sundays?
The drills that the defense does is Vic and the defensive coaches and players have installed that.
What's your thought on that, and maybe what that does for them on Thursdays that pays off on Sundays?
The practice of the fundamentals of recovering footballs, diving on mistakes, clubbing, ripping, jarring the ball loose, and then the technique and fundamentals of attaining a turnover.
Get pretty heated on the field on Thursdays. I mean, Navarro claims they've had 9 takeaways on one Thursday. Alex argues that that number is exaggerated. But is it a pretty big deal or not?
With the competition between offense and defense, I'm not keeping track of those. I couldn't tell you if it's 8 or 9 or 7 or 6. But there is good competition on the practice field, not just on Thursday, but every day, and it's competitive, but not self-centered. You know, our guys, it's a noticeable thing. I mean, they really treat each other with a great amount of respect, which I've always admired with our team. You know, they respect each other's personalities. They respect each other's talents, they respect each other's work ethic, and they enjoy the competition. And like we say, you know, it's competitive but not self-centered, and above that, it's respectful.
How much enjoyment did you get from watching your offensive line when you reviewed the tape last night?
Well, there was a lot of positive things from, you know, all of our units across the board, you know, especially defensively. That was a gem that our defense turned in, both players and coaches. You know, every guy, you know, playing within the framework of the defense, you know, really, you know, playing their ace that they had individually as players. Hustle, all out play. I mean, hard, rough tackling. You know, specific guys. You know, to a man. You know, defensively, did a great job. And also Vic Fangio, thought he called a tremendous game. And then had our guys prepared for almost every scenario. The pass that Tebow ran, the fake quarterback run, which could have been a designed run, and then if he doesn't get the run, he pulls up and throws it to the tight end. Vic and the defensive coaches had covered that during the week, even though the Jets had not shown that this year or in previous years. Just great intuition and preparation on Vic and the defensive coaches' part as an example.
Remember rushing for 250 yards in a game and just kind of enjoying the way the linemen were blocking downfield and being a part of it, getting to the outside and sealing the perimeter?
Well, next, that it was an excellent performance by our line. There's a lot of enjoyment watching that, and thought our backs ran particularly well, Frank and Kendall Hunter especially, as well as Colin Kaepernick, Mario Manningham, and you know, we had a bevy of other guys that carried the ball. But yes, up front, you know, that group did a fine job. It was a job well done, and you know, for an offensive lineman, I think that's one of the highest compliments that you would want as an offensive lineman. You know, did your job, did it very well. It was a fine day's work, you know. They earned their pay. Put in a solid good day's work, and you know, it speaks volumes for, you know, that kind of that unit that we have and where they're coming and where they're going.
When you look at the offensive tape, though, what bothers you? Can maybe point out third down conversions still rather low, maybe some points left on the field. Was there anything that bothered you about that game offensively?
Well, first and foremost, you know, very happy about the game. And, you know, across the board, I thought our guys played extremely well. I thought our special teams units you know, did a fine job. You point out the job that Andy Lee did. Two punts pinned down inside the 5-yard line. Cover units were really good. Turn units came up with some plays. I thought it was good. I mean, just about every drive that we had, you know, there was some production there. You know, moving the football, gaining field position, scoring points, finishing drives. I thought there was you know, a lot of positives there.
Yeah, I know you like to remain positive and improve. So then, let me rephrase it. I guess what would you like to improve from that game offensively then?
Everything. You know, we're just as we said it earlier, you know, you want to keep improving. I think we did that in this game, and we'll set out this week to do the same. And you know, you can pick up the stat sheet and write your column.
In terms of Kaepernick in the last drive, did you want him to hit the deck there, or was that the smart thing to do?
Yeah, it was very, very smart on Colin's part, and that's something that we went over with him before the play and all the different possibilities that play could have. He had some options and executed it flawlessly. He did did a fantastic job. And then when you're out there running in the open field and, you know, the end zone's there right in front of you, I mean, that's still up to the man, you know, in this case, Colin Kaepernick, to execute and finish the play properly. But Cap has a smart guy, understands that, you know, at that point of the first, you make the first down there, this game is, for all intents and purposes, over. It's a matter of running out the clock, and you know, you don't line up your extra point team and kick another extra point. You don't kick off again and expose players. And then defensively, to put the defense back out there again, you know, we had enough. We had enough, and Colin understood that. But then also, there's the goal line. You know, there's the wide open field. I mean, you know, Colin's a great competitor. He's there. I'm sure there was great temptation to stick it into the end zone, but you know, very disciplined play on his part.
Could you have done that in your second year in the league?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, well, I don't know if I could have executed as well as Colin did now. He is he's a pretty dynamic runner. Could I have gone down after making the first down? Yes, I could have done that.
Would you have,
but,
though?
Yes, sure, certainly, yeah.
Just one, did you have another one?
No.
Just to follow up on that with Kaepernick, does he sort of earn his play during the week of practice, or was it something that you saw in a matchup that you wanted him in this game?
It's definitely been earned. You know, Colin's a very dynamic player, great team player too. Everybody wants to play. You know, and you know, feel a part of contributing to the winning, but there's been no self-serving, shameless self-promotion by Colin, as he's been in this understudy role, this backup role, to lobby for packages or playtime. He's really been good. He's a competitor. He's set a pretty stiff jaw and goes about working every day and being prepared to play. And you never know when that chance is going to be when you're the backup quarterback. But you'd rather be prepared and not be called on than be called on and not prepared. And he's been great in that regard, but also very, very good from a team standpoint of not pouting or moping or complaining. Or just the lobbying, he comes at it from a great team approach, just preparing, getting better, and being ready, just working to when his number's called upon, and then to have the toughness, to mental toughness, talent, and the ability to work at your craft when you are called upon, the toughness to take it out there in the field and make it happen is, speaks volumes about him as a person and a player.
When you're designing those types of plays that he's in for, do you ever consult with him about stuff he ran into that and to kind of see what his comfort level was there and kind of maybe let him share some of his experience in those types of plays?
Yeah. Colin's a very confident guy. And, he sees himself as, having the ability to whatever – the coaches and Greg Roman come up with, he's got the attitude of going in there and making it work. So, like he said after the game, I mean, it's not called anything. It's not a package. He works on running the offense and running plays.
Are there specific plays that he practices that Alex doesn't, or are all those plays that he ran in the game available for any quarterback?
That's a great question. They both practice them. There really aren't specific Cap plays. All those plays Alex has practiced and worked on as well.
The guy's almost to a man. Last year said that the Youngstown experience was a really good bonding thing. Mm-hmm. Did you find it to be that way again this year, especially after a loss, to kind of refocus, which undoubtedly teams have to do a couple or three times a year?
Yeah, I think it was positive. I don't know the effect. I think it's, had we come back and practiced all week in San Francisco, the way our players went out and played in this ball game, I don't think the result would have been significantly different. I think this was a you know, there's a real, you know, real high level performance by our players that made the difference. I think that's the greatest share of anything we could be talking about. That was a great win for the players.
Growth did you see from those guys from one game to the next? I mean, growth might not be the right word, but strides from leaving that Minnesota game to what happened yesterday.
I think it was positive strides. You know, good improvement by the ball club. Really good on game day.
Was it nice to have Ted getting back with the team, and kind of what was your impression of him when he first came back?
Good. Contributed, was back in there, had a good week of practice, and it was great for him to be back in there playing and contributing, and we felt the same way about it.
A couple more.
Jim, what was your take on icing the kicker and whether it works? How does that play into a coach's strategy?
I have some opinions about it. I don't really have any need to. I mean, it hasn't come up yet, so don't have a real good reason for elaborating on it right now.
Maybe how it relates in the game, not specifically to the 49ers.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not a real good reason to do it right now.
Larry Grant on the block punt said he was able to go to his special teams coach and tell him he saw something earlier that allowed him to get through. What has he brought to special teams? I mean, what kind of knowledge does Larry bring that might be unique?
Well, I mean, he's an experienced player. He's a talented player. Another guy that loves to contribute. And you like hearing a story like that. You like that when that happens, on the field with, the communication. Player seeing something on the field and talking with his coach about it and then having a real positive outcome because of it. That's good.